All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Daily Faceoff Fantasy Podcast Morning Report for Monday, November the 20th. The DFO Fantasy Podcast is presented to you by Betway. If you're going to place a bet on Betway, please play responsibly. Ontario only, must be 19 years of age or older. Welcome in. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. We are going to start off by taking a look back at everything that happened last week and some of the most notable performances from players who should be available on your waiver wire. So let's start with the forwards. First, with Tyler Seguin of the Dallas Stars, currently 31% owned. Three goals, one assist, six shots on goal, and three hits in just two games for Tyler Seguin. That Dallas third line continues to operate at an impressive clip. Seguin's played well. Matt Duchene's been absolutely terrific. His own percentage has skyrocketed recently as a result. They've been really, really good for the Stars so far this season. And it's been important because the top line hasn't quite been as dominant as they have been in years past. So really good stuff there from the Dallas second, third line, whichever way you want to order them. Ross Colton, we'll talk about him a little bit later in the show as well, from the Colorado Avalanche, up to 19% owned. He had three goals in three games, also added one assist, seven shots, and six hits, as that third line for the Colorado Avalanche has been absolutely terrific. Eric Howlup, one goal, three assists, eight shots, and five hits in three games. Was also on the top line with Jack Hughes, and Hughes' return to the lineup over the weekend. Remains to be seen how long that will stick. With Timo Meier out, though, it does seem plausible that Howler remains with Jack Hughes, and that's obviously a spot that you would be interested in streaming Eric Howlett in. Jordan Eberle continues to play well. He returned to the Kraken lineup last week. Three games, he had one goal, four assists, and five shots. Owen Tippett's starting to pick things up. Bit of a slow start to the season, but he's been better as of late. He had two goals, one assist, most impressively, 12 shots on goal in three games last week. Philip Kurashev, two goals, two assists, only five shots on goal in three games. But Kurashev skating on the top line with Connor Bedard, obviously a spot that you'd think could continue to be pretty valuable for Kurashev. Ilya Tolvanen was on our streaming targets this episode last week. He had three assists in four games, also added an impressive 11 shots and nine hits. So if you're in banger leagues, Tolvanen was an even better source of production a week ago. JJ Paterka was also on the streaming segment last week, so we did pretty well with one goal, three assists, seven shots on goal for Paterka, who's up to 20 percent owned. He did all of that in just three games. Matty Beniers continues. We've talked about him quite a bit on the show this year. He continues to improve slowly. Four games last week, he had two goals, one assist to go along with eight shots and five hits. He's currently 43% owned. So still somebody that I like to target right now and just hope that he continues to progress as the season moves along. On the blue line last week, not a whole lot of the standout performances from low owned players, but a couple guys that did stand out were Neil Pionk, 28% owned. He had three assists, also eight shots and six hits. So a little bit more value in banger leagues. Speaking of banger leagues, man, Radko Gudas has been valuable there this season, up to 54% owned, but one goal, two assists last week. So not really an offensive type defenseman, but he's definitely been helping this year. The minutes are absolutely massive for Gudas so far. He added five shots and 14 hits last week. So Gudas continues to be an impressive banger league target at the moment. Ivan Provorov's been fine so far this season. Nothing crazy to write home about. Last week was solid. One goal, two assists, seven shots, and one hit. And Sean Walker, second power play unit for the Philadelphia Flyers. He's played pretty well. You know, if the first power play unit isn't doing anything, the second power play is certainly not doing too much in Philly. That power play has struggled mightily this season. But Walker had a pretty good week. One goal, three assists, six shots on goal. Also added in six hits. Kind of a decent, deeper league target if you're desperate on the blue line at the moment. Between the pipes, Charlie Lindgren of the Washington Capitals, 25% owned, had a really nice week. Went 2-0 with a 1.5 goals against average in a 958 save percentage to go along with one shutout. And then Anthony Stolarz of the Florida Panthers, only 5% owned, got two starts last week, played very, very well, 2-0 with a 2.0 goals against average and a 930 save percentage. And Philip Grubauer, the splits certainly won't dazzle you. 288 goals against average and an ugly 872 save percentage, but still managed to go 2-0 last week, which is important as he continues to try to fend off Joey Decord for starts between the Seattle Kraken pipes. So yeah, it's nothing pretty, but as long as he's winning games, he should continue to see starts. And then Seattle team, we talked about him a lot on the streaming targets last week, just mentioned a few, played well last week as well. So that team seems to be getting things going a little bit as well. Just to go over last week's streaming targets, we had Pavel Buchnevich on the list. He had two goals, two assists, and 15 shots. Cole Perfetti, two goals, one assist, and six shots. Connor Zari continues to play well. One goal, three assists, four shots in three games last week. We just mentioned Tolvanen and Peterka. They both had pretty strong weeks. Oliver Bjorkstrand, three assists in four games, eight shots on goal and four hits. Robert Thomas cooled down a little bit, not all that surprising, but just two assists, 11 shots on goal, one hit in four games. And then Adam Fantilli, worth mentioning as well, failed to get on the board. 0 points, zero goals, zero assists, but he had 20 shots in four games last week. That team's going through some stuff right now. We had Patrick Laine get healthy scratched last night. Johnny Gaudreau being benched. Adam Fantilli's line seems to be the one that's playing, you know, 19 minutes a night right now. And Fantilli's certainly a guy that's worth picking up, especially if he's going to fire 20 shots a week, worth owning without a doubt. But let's turn our attention now to this week's streaming targets. So if you're not aware, I do write this article every single morning. On Monday morning, we go over the strength of schedule, the best streaming targets for this week. This week, because of American Thanksgiving, the schedule is completely out of whack. Monday, there are seven games. Tuesday, there are zero games, no games whatsoever. Followed up by Wednesday with 14 games. And then on actual American Thanksgiving, we have zero games again. So you got no games on Tuesday, no games on Thursday. Friday, we roll back with a 15-game slate on Black Friday games throughout the day. And then you've got the eight games on Saturday and five games on the Sunday. So a bit of a calmer weekend after a massive Wednesday and Thursday slate. But yeah, no games Tuesday, Thursday. So a lot of the late night stuff that we usually talk about and try to target guys with good matchups that don't play on busy days are the ones you usually target. This week, because of the schedule, basically everybody's playing on the same nights. So you're just trying to maximize the amount of games that you can get. And we're really just trying to target teams that have four games this week because there's really not much else you can do. So let's go through a couple of them. We'll go through the teams with four games and go through in order of strength of schedule so far this week. So we'll start with the Vancouver Canucks. They are undoubtedly the best team to target this week because they have four games and two of them come against the San Jose Sharks. So they have the best overall schedule this week. But the issue with the Canucks is that their offense is so concentrated to those key guys, JT Miller, Elias Pettersson, Brock Besser, Quinn Hughes, that it doesn't leave a whole lot for the remainder of this group. But there are a couple names that I would look at. The most important and first one is Ilya Mikheyev. He's really the only skater inside the Canucks top six that's readily available on the waiver wire right now. Since making his season debut on October 21st, Mikheyev has scored six goals with four assists to give him 10 points in 16 games. He's also averaging 2.2 shots per game and 14 minutes and 15 seconds per game time on ice. So those numbers certainly don't blow you away, but they're good enough. And with the good matchups this week, specifically against the Sharks, Mikheyev could be somebody that contributes this week. Connor Garland, he did see some time on the top line last week while Andrei Kuzmenko was sidelined. But with Kuzmenko now back, Garland finds himself back on the third line, and he's been really, really quiet this year. Just 5 points, two goals, three assists in 18 games. So to me, he's like a deep league target at best. The matchups certainly, you know, present opportunity for him. If they get up to big leads against the Sharks or something like that, you're going to see a little bit more ice time for the third line, dole back some of the minutes for the top six. So there is opportunity here with the matchups, but he's been so poor so far that I'll probably scan the other teams before moving to Connor Garland. You've got him at 8% owned right now. I think that there are certainly better options, but in deeper leagues, he's fine. Speaking of the San Jose Sharks, obviously not an offensive powerhouse, but Tomas Hertl's an impressive talent. And to me, he's worth considering as a streaming target whenever the schedule aligns for the San Jose Sharks. And it does this week. Overall, they have the 13th ranked average opponent rating, but the second best average opponent rating among teams with four games. So I like Hertl, 34% owned. He's been a solid contributor lately. Two goals, four assists, 21 shots on goal in his last seven games. So three shots per game is great. The only concern would be if you're in a league where you get crushed for having bad plus minus players. Hertl would obviously hurt you in that category, especially matchups against the Canucks this week. But the schedule and the usage are really good. He's playing up over 21 minutes a night. So I think Hertl, you know, I'm not going to dive too deep into the San Jose Sharks team. I think William Eklund is maybe somebody worth considering in the deepest leagues. Fabian Zetterlund as well. But in standard size leagues, I'm pretty much only looking at Tomas Hertl here at 34%. The Colorado Avalanche, middle of the pack in terms of strength of schedule difficulty this week, but third easiest among teams with four games. They also have a couple of streaming options to consider. The first and most important is Valeri Nichushkin. He is 65% owned. So he's only available in 35% of leagues. So most likely he is not available to you. But to me, it would be absolutely irresponsible not to at least mention him, because if you are in the 35% of leagues in which he is available, Nichushkin is unquestionably the best streaming target this week. He's currently skating on the top line with Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen at 5v5. He's also on the top power play unit with them and Cale Makar. So yeah, he's just been absolutely outstanding. He's heating up lately. Five goals, two assists, 7 points, 23 shots on goal, which is good for 3.3 shots per game while playing 20 minutes and 50 seconds per game in his last six games. So that was a lot of numbers and hard to follow. That's 7 points, including five goals in his last six games. So if you are in those 35% of leagues where he's not rostered, definitely make sure you're picking up Valeri Nichushkin.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ross Colton talks about him having a pretty good week last week, and I like him again this week. He's up to 18% owned, as I mentioned, and the Avalanche third line has been absolutely dominant this year. Ross Colton centers a line with Miles Wood and Logan O'Connor on his wings. They are currently leading the NHL among lines that have played at least 65 minutes together, leading the NHL in expected goals for percentage at 71.3%. Unbelievable number. And the expected goals for per 60 is at 5.42, which is also insane. So they've been super, super good, and I expect them to continue to play well, especially with a pretty solid matchups this week. To me, Colton is the top target of that line because he's the only one that actually sees any power play time at all, or at least regular power play time. Colton has 6 goals, 1 assist for 7 points, while also averaging 2.7 shots per game over his last 11 games. The next guy I would target, and he would basically only be in the deepest of leagues, would be Miles Wood, who's available in 99% of leagues, but he's been solid. He's got 5 points, 2 goals, 3 assists in his last 8 games. He's also averaging 2.3 shots per game. So as long as that line's being as dominant as they have been, then they're going to continue to put up points, but Colton, first and foremost, is definitely the guy. The Oilers. We talked about it with the Canucks. The Oilers' offense is extremely concentrated. Obviously, the elite superstars that they've got, and McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, all that elite power play. Those are the guys that carry all the value. So it's tough to find streaming targets from the Oilers, but guys that are going to play with McDavid and Leon are the guys you got to at least consider. Right now, the only one that's readily available on the wire that plays with either one of those guys is Connor Brown, who is 4% owned. He's done nothing this year. He has no points in 10 games. He only has 14 shots on goal. He returned to the lineup on Saturday. He only played 10 and a half minutes. He's still expected to skate at 5v5 with McDavid and Brian Nugent Hopkins. So like, the opportunity is there for him to do something. He's just not doing anything. So I want to look at the wire and make sure that some of the better options aren't available first before picking up Connor Brown. Because even if he plays with McDavid and if he's only playing 10 minutes, it's probably not going to matter. So he's there. He's an option. I don't love him. The Boston Bruins, definitely not the easiest schedule. Their average opponent rating this week is 22nd. But again, still just trying to find teams with 4 games. Their schedule is not the worst. The Panthers, the Lightning, the Red Wings, and the Rangers. I mean, the Panthers have been dynamite defensively. No Alexander Barkov could hurt. The Lightning have not been very good defensively. The Red Wings kind of trending in the opposite direction. The Rangers have been very good. So it's kind of like 2 good matchups, 2 bad matchups overall, 4 games. I'm fine looking at the Bruins this week. Pavel Zacha, again, pretty high owned, 65%. So he's likely not available to you. But whoever's skating with David Pastrnak and Brad Marchand at 5v5 and on the power play is a good streaming target, obviously. So I like Zacha a lot. And we talked about him earlier in the year, got off to a really slow start, only 1 assist in his first 5 games. However, he's really seeming to settle into his new role. 12 points, 6 goals, 6 assists, 22 shots on goal, which is good for 2 per game in his last 11 games. So 12 points in his last 11. He's been great. He certainly carries value beyond this week if he continues that level of production. Lower owned player from the Bruins is James Van Riemsdyk at 15%. He was a sneaky offseason acquisition by the Bruins. He's 34 years old, but he's really not showing signs of slowing down. He's been really, really good in Boston so far. 12 points in his first 16 games, including 5 goals, 7 assists. Now, these numbers won't blow you away, but it just goes to show you what he can offer you on a per-game basis right now. He's averaging 0.8 points per game, 2.4 shots per game, and 0.4 power play points per game. So he's contributing across the board. And there's really not much more you can ask for there. And then the last team we're targeting this week is the Nashville Predators. Like the Bruins, the Predators rank in the bottom third in terms of schedule difficulty this week. But again, their four games is the key. And the roster is pretty widely available. The most important guy to target would be Ryan O'Reilly at 45% owned. Probably not available to most of you, but if he is, he's been eating massive minutes. We talked about him a little bit last week, and he's been extremely productive through the first 6 weeks of the season and his first 6 weeks in Nashville. Through 16 games, O'Reilly has 15 points, nearly a point per game, 8 goals, 7 assists, 38 shots on goal, which is good for 2.4 per game, and he's averaging 20 and a half minutes per game. So he's going to continue to play absolutely massive minutes at 5v5 with Philip Forsberg, also on the top power play unit. O'Reilly's been great and should continue to be great. And four games this week is what we're really looking for. And then the lower owned target from the Nashville Predators is Gustav Nyquist at 3% owned. He is the third member of that Predators top line with O'Reilly and Forsberg, and he was recently promoted to the top power play unit. So certainly not the 60-point player he used to be when he was with the Red Wings, but he can still carry short-term value in weeks where they do play four games. He has 6 points, 1 goal, 5 assists in his last 6 games while averaging 2 shots on goal and 17 and a half minutes per game. So those are your streaming targets for this week. And now we will turn our attention to the ice this evening, where we have a 7-game slate. We will start. The Tampa Bay Lightning will host the Boston Bruins. The Lightning are plus 120 underdogs on home ice. The Florida Panthers at minus 115 on home ice against the Edmonton Oilers. Again, no Alexander Barkov for the Panthers, but they did get Brandon Montour and they did get Aaron Ekblad back in the lineup over the weekend. So huge additions there for the Panthers. And then obviously as soon as they get healthy, they lose Alexander Barkov, which is unfortunate, but don't really have necessarily a pick for this game, but I am leaning Edmonton minus 105. They're still trying to figure things out under the new head coach. They've been okay, probably should have beat the Lightning on the weekend. But without Barkov at minus 105, I think the Oilers are fine. Not a definite play for me, but it's a lean. And if it moves towards the Oilers at all and you can get them closer to plus 100, I do like Edmonton a little bit in this spot. Nashville hosts the Colorado Avalanche. Nashville's plus 130, the Avs minus 160 at Betway. Again, not an official pick, but I lean Colorado minus 160. I think that's a pretty good price. They've been playing well. So I lean Colorado minus 160. Next, you got the Dallas Stars hosting the New York Rangers at minus 135. Not really a play here for me. I would maybe lean New York, but again, nothing definitive. But the game that I absolutely love tonight is you've got the Arizona Coyotes against the LA Kings. The Coyotes plus 125, LA minus 150. I think the Kings are quietly one of the best teams in the NHL. And the Coyotes, while they've been pretty good, no Barrett Hayes now, no Juuso Välimäki, like those are big losses for this Coyotes team. And this line doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. I think that maybe there's some expectation that Phoenix Copley starts, which would make me like it a little bit less, but I don't imagine that this line will linger too long. So minus 150 for the Kings on the road tonight. I absolutely love that price. If it's Cam Talbot, he's been dynamite on the road. I'm not worried about that. The Coyotes certainly a better team, but like I said, missing Hayton, missing Välimäki, those are big losses for this Coyotes team to overcome. And the Kings have been an absolute wagon this year. So minus 150, that's my Betway bet of the day. LAK minus 150. The other two games, we've got Vancouver hosting the Sharks. They're minus 350 on home ice. The Sharks plus 290. Probably no play there. I would lead San Jose plus 290, but not in love with it. I think regression might be starting to set in for the Canucks. I've been talking about it a lot. 290 is a pretty crazy number. If it gets up to 300, I think I would put, you know, half a unit on the Sharks at plus 290. And then the last game, you've got Seattle and Calgary. Seattle minus 115. The Flames minus 105 on the road. Nothing there for me. So that's going to do it for the DFO, a morning report presented to you by Betway. If you're going to place a bet, bet on Betway. Please play responsibly. Ontario only. A must be 19 years of age or older. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, just a heads up, we will probably be recording this week's flagship episode with me, D, and Biebs on Tuesday, releasing it on Wednesday morning, as opposed to recording on Wednesday, releasing Thursday morning, as we usually do. because there's no games on Tuesday, it's just a little bit easier for us to do that as opposed to trying to manage the podcast in dailyfaceoff.com while there are 14 games on Wednesday. So keep an eye out for the podcast to be released on Wednesday morning. We'll see you guys back here then. Cheers.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.